Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Marie Claire and the Thinker Girls present
We Need to Talk About. We Need to Talk About. We need to talk about.
No, seriously, we actually do.
Today's topic:
should we ban the word pretty?
A forward from the editor of Marie Claire, Nikki Brigger.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nikki Brigger, editor of Marie Claire, and welcome to our podcast with the Thinker Girls. Now, should you tell your daughter that she's pretty? In a world where women are often judged on how they look rather than how they think, it can be a fraught topic. On the one hand, you want your daughter to know she's absolutely gorgeous, but on the other, critics believe this compliment could set her in a dangerous path that'll hinder her ability to develop self-worth. In the magazine, we asked two writers in opposing camps to explain why the word pretty is such a big deal. And the Thinker Girls later on ask young girls what it also means to them. Let's get stuck in and over to the Thinker Girls.
I have like a fairly complex relationship with the word pretty, and it all started from my mum. I think it's not often till you start talking about little nuances or conversations, bits and pieces that happen when you were younger. And this always happens, hashtag therapy. But like there are things that, you know, you don't even add up to, you know, amounting in your reaction or the way you live or the way you think or the way you process things. All these tiny little conversations that stick with you somewhere from when you're quite young. Mm. And I feel like my relationship with the word pretty, I don't know, it's always been complex and I've never really understood why. And thinking about this and doing this episode, I go back to this conversation that I had with my mum when I reckon I was probably about 11 years old, that who knows whether she even remembers. It was probably a 30-second conversation, but it stuck with me.
Before we get to that part, when you say you've got a complex, I suppose, feeling or something that's complex around the word pretty that plays out, how does it play out in your everyday life now? So if someone's to call you pretty or someone's to call you not pretty or someone's to call someone else pretty rather than you, what is there a trigger or how does it feel?
I think it's just always been since I was young, this striving for wanting to be pretty.
Right.
Because in some way I'd been told from society and my parents really that it was what you wanted. That's what you aim for.
It was a currency.
That's a currency. Mm. And I didn't really get compliments that often because I'm thinking about, I'll share the story with my mum, but even with my dad, it wasn't often that we heard you look nice or you look pretty. So it always felt like it was an award to be given a compliment and to be called pretty. I don't ever really remember being called you're very clever or smart or any other. Like I'm sure there were compliments dished out other ways, but that was kind of the main one that you were getting that you were hoping for.
So even if it wasn't said in your house, you still somewhere subliminally had learnt that looks meant value, looks
absolutely
meant something, right?
Absolutely.
Because I think in some houses, particularly in mine, like looks weren't valued. So if we didn't get told we were pretty or not, it wasn't really a thing or it wasn't a thing. But obviously there's been some underlying worth behind the way you look that must have been there for you to be craving it even if no compliments were handed out easily.
And like you say, it is underlying. It's not always a direct thing around that correlation between specifically being told you are pretty or you are not pretty. But there was a lot of conversations growing up in my household around the way people looked, around physical image. She's put on weight. God, she's massive. Or, oh my God, look at him. He looks shocking. Or, shit, have you seen how much she's aged? Or, and not always negative, but sometimes it was positive, but there was always a lot of focus that was put on people's physical appearance, men and women. So that was always something that was quite top of mind, not just with us growing up as kids specific to us, but just to a lot of people around us from my upbringing. But I remember I was probably about 11 years old and I just started to think about wearing makeup, and I never really wore too much makeup around that age, but I do remember it was probably the start, around the start of high school when, you know, you're starting to think about boys. And I remember I had started to wear mascara to parties. So that's when I was probably 11, 12 years old. And I remember I was in the car with my mum, and I think we were going to, I think she was dropping me at a friend's party. And I suppose that's that age too, when you're starting to be independent and have that sense of ownership over your own friendships and relationships. You're starting to speak to friends on the phone. That was a big, that was a really big thing for me to, I don't know, have your own unique relationship with people that didn't just exist through your mum and dad's organizing of play dates or weekend sleepovers and that kind of stuff. And I specifically remember looking to my mum. And I, you know, was going to this party. So I'd, you know, done my hair half up, half down was my, you know, go-to style for long hair.
Yeah, right.
And I remember saying to her, Mum, do you think I'm pretty?
So it was a question about in general, not even am I pretty now?
Like, do you think I'm pretty? I remember, yeah, I remember. And I remember she paused and she thought about it and she looked at me and she said, I wouldn't say you're pretty, but I do look, no, I do think when you go out, like when you go to a party or, you know, you've got your hair and your clothes, no, yeah, I'd say you're pretty. And I still remember that feeling in my chest now as vividly as I did then. It was the way her voice went up when she answered, because I already knew what she was going to say, because it was almost like the rest of the response was kind of backtracking and justifying why she didn't say without a thought, yes. It was the fact that she had to think before answering killed me. And still now I'm a bit like, what the hell? Why would you even take a beat before answering that of your daughter? Because you're so vulnerable at that age or any age when you're so, and I must have been so desperately needing that confirmation. So are those words actually dangerous? The word pretty, and should we ban it altogether with little girls?
It's an interesting question, and I think that culture and time has changed. So I think it is a good idea for us to talk to girls that were your age now, so kind of that 8 to 9, 10, 11 age, to see what their experience with the word pretty is. Lily, I'm Stacey. It's lovely to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you too.
How old are you, Lily?
9. Sometimes people say that I look pretty, or they say that you look good and that you look amazing.
And how does that make you feel when people say things like that?
Happy, wonderful. And that's about it.
And when you are getting dressed for, maybe you're going out for dinner with your family, or maybe you're going out for lunch with a friend, do you dress yourself, or what's the process? Does mum help? Does dad help?
I dress myself, and I make sure that I'm extra beautiful just in case if we go somewhere super fancy.
And what kind of clothes do you like to wear?
Fancy dresses and a belt, jacket, and a headband.
What do you think the word pretty means?
I think the word pretty means if somebody calls you fat, chunky, or any type of other names, and you feel like you're pretty, that's all that matters. You can just feel as pretty as you want to be.
And if I was to say, Lily, and looking at a picture of you, you look very pretty in this picture, how would you feel?
I would feel very happy, and I would feel super good inside.
And if I said to you, Lily, you look very smart and responsible in this photo, how would you feel?
I would feel brilliant, because half the time I hardly know anything, and Yeah.
Who is the person in your life that you think calls you pretty the most?
My mother.
And when does she say you, when does she call you pretty?
Anytime.
Hi, I'm Ruby and I'm 10 years old.
Ruby, has anybody ever used the word pretty to describe you and the way that you look?
Not really.
Have you ever been called pretty?
Sometimes.
Who do you reckon if there's been sometimes that somebody would have called you that or said, Ruby, you look so pretty, or I like your dress, it's really pretty?
I would say my mum would usually say that.
How does it make you feel when mum calls you pretty?
Very happy inside.
Do you ever really think about being pretty?
Not really, no.
How do you feel, Ruby, when you're kind of all ready to go out somewhere, maybe you dressed up to go to a friend's sleepover or, I don't know, Christmas dinner or something like that?
I feel really excited because I don't usually dress up. So if I do, I kind of feel really happy inside. When I feel pretty, I usually would wear a dress and a little bit of makeup with to go to like a party or Christmas dinner or something like that. I would usually wear a tomboy type things and I'm most of the time a tomboy. When I'm older, I don't really think about being pretty because it's just not really a thing that I would think about when I'm older.
So you think maybe when you're older you'd think about being pretty less than you do now when you're 10 years old?
Yes.
Do you reckon that boys can be called pretty?
I wouldn't say the word pretty would be used for boys.
So you'd never use the word pretty to describe a boy?
No.
Do you reckon it's weird maybe that girls are called pretty but then boys aren't?
A little bit.
All right, Jazz. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
One older brother.
One older brother. Has your older brother ever been called pretty?
No. I would think if my brother was called pretty, it would be kind of different. Like, it's usually girls who get called pretty. Last time I was called pretty was probably a couple months ago. I was about to go to a concert. I was wearing one of my favourite pairs of jeans and a brand new top I got. When I got called pretty, I felt happy because the person was very pretty themselves. Probably the most time I'm called pretty is when I'm wearing my casual clothes. I think the word pretty means that it's just a look that people are recognised with. A pretty thing would probably be like a flower because it's like vibrant and lots of colours. And pretty person would probably mean like nice attitude towards things and they look beautiful.
When you think of the word pretty and you think that it would be strange for boys to be called pretty, what words do you think boys are called, which are the same as pretty?
Like cool, and if you're a bit older, maybe cute.
And is there a time where you think about being pretty yourself?
Sometimes. I think of being pretty when I'm going somewhere like a restaurant or out.
Does your mum or dad use the word pretty?
My mum does and my dad does. So, yes, they do.
Does it mean the same thing to you?
Yes, I would think so.
And if you think of pretty people at school, do you think that there's a type of person that is pretty, or is there a range of other people that could be pretty?
I reckon there's a range of people that could be pretty, like people with glasses or like smart, or people who could be called like nerds, and then people who just look, have their hair nice and wear nice things.
That's very nice, Jazz. And last question, because you've been so great, what do you think would happen if we stopped using the word pretty?
I reckon.
Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it would probably be a good thing because then people don't really care much more about their looks.
I like the word pretty.
This is
at
tough.
At the end of all of that?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like, you like being called pretty, like using the word pretty? What?
I like the word. I think there's a real feminine, like, lightness to the word. And I am really conflicted about this conversation because it pisses me off sometimes that in order for us to get a message across, we lose some of the good.
Mm.
And I think there's good in that word, but there seems to be more damage than good.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I've learned through this too. I think it's also the intention or the connotation that comes along with the word too. So that you and I or, you know, somebody else that's thought a bit about this can have like a pretty well-rounded thought process. It's like you with the marriage stuff. Like you have one thought, I think I want to get married. I want the big white dress, the big, you know, 20K wedding. And then you go to one extreme where you go, I don't want a wedding at all. And then in the end, you come back.
Mm.
You know, you can have that process with the word pretty where you've thought about it, gone to the nth degree and thought, no, it's okay because I'm considering A, B, C, D, E. And then you get back to a place of using it still.
Mm.
But I think not very many people are having that thought process.
Yeah. And I think this word and many others that we use to describe girls, and we have gender specific terms that we're using that either offer weak or strong connotations, are questions and conversations that we need to have. We need to just shake it up. It might not mean that we lose them all together, but it's important, as you say, to consider where we are in 2018 to 2019 and have a serious think about what intention we can put behind them.
This has been a co-production between the Thinker Girls and Marie Claire.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.